Welcome to the Moment in Ministry podcast. In a world that's filled with fear and anxiety, it is now, more than ever, imperative that those which are called by Christ's name turn and look upon Him.
So, you mentioned a couple of things, and then I'm gonna throw a couple of things back at you, because as I've studied bitterness biblically, I've kind of boiled it down to two things that are massive and helpings. One is forgiveness.
Yeah.
And then the other one is the providence of God. So forgiveness on that side, as I've studied it, I used to hear this, like, you know what, it's easy, just forgive them.
Yeah.
Well, it's not.
It's not.
And
it is not.
And so as I've studied it, and part of it is because, all right, God forgave us. You're like, oh, so was it easy for him? Well, it cost him his son.
Right.
So, and trying to help people understand that, that's helped me to help them, you know, to say, you know, at forgiveness, there's a cost.
Yeah.
Now, if it's one-sided, then what you have to do is you bear it.
That's right.
And that's why I think that's hard. So that's the forgiveness.
Right.
Then the other side is the providence of God. And as a Christian, even when bad things come in, like here's this person attacking and all this, I have to say, okay, God, you obviously knew this, so I have to trust him.
Right.
And so both of those things have helped me just in dealing with myself, but also dealing with somebody else to just say, so is this a shock to God?
Right. Nothing surprises
him. Right.
Right. And I think if you understand the purpose, not just putting your problems in perspective, but also understanding God's purpose for it. I have a dear friend that he's a retired military, Army Special Forces, and he said when it came down to getting into Special Forces, he said, you can't flunk out of that. Once you qualify and you get into that school, you can't fail. It's not like, oh, you didn't do this well enough, you're flunked, you know, we're dropping you out. The only way to get out is to quit. And they're going to do everything they can to get you to quit. And he said, Pastor, better guys than me, better trained, better physically fit, you know, they were going to be great soldiers, quit because mentally they couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Or emotionally they couldn't handle it. And he's like, those instructors were doing their best to degrade us, to criticize us, to get us to quit, because the last thing they want is you to be into a spot where all your buddies are depending on you, and you just can't handle it emotionally. And they weren't looking for the guys who were the best. They were looking for the guys who just had no quit in them. He's like, you will become Special Forces as long as you just don't quit. Like, you just have to not ring that bell or tap out. And so I think some of the problems that are coming in our ministry are God-sent.
Yes.
Some of them are the devil trying to take us out, and some of our own problems.
Right.
You know? We cause our own problems, but some of it is God's divine providence, as you said, really testing us. He said to the children of Israel, I will know all that is in your heart.
Right.
I want to know where you're at.
Right.
And so many of the problems that come upon us, the issue is not how do I solve this problem and make it go away, but you're in school. You know, no matter how long we're in ministry, we're still in school, and we've got to learn lessons. And so many times I've prayed to God, be thorough with me and help me learn this lesson. Because dropping out of school, dropping out of a class, I learned this at school. dropping out of a class doesn't mean you automatically, you know, don't have to deal with that. You just have to start all over again.
Yeah.
So in the middle of a problem, if I check out, you know, this, what I need is a new pulpit, I need a new ministry. Maybe not necessarily. You know, maybe you need to just not be able to tap out and say, hey, you know what, God's going to bring us through this, and I don't know how, but his providence has brought this my way.
And so, along with that, this is what I've told some folks. I've told my deacons this and my staff sometimes. I think helping your deacons and staff know this, right, when somebody leaves, I'm usually always cranked, mad, you know, which is very, very unusual for me, all right, to be.
I can't even put it in my brain how you could act that way.
So you're irritated. And so what I've told them, I said, well, really, when you boil it all down, humanly speaking, the whole reason they left is me. So let me get through it. Just give me a week or two. I'm going to work through it. But I think sometimes if we, as pastors, and then you tell your folks, just help me work through it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to work through it because I don't, We don't like that personal attack. Yeah. And it's a personal attack. It's reality, they are leaving. Right, humanly speaking, they're leaving because they don't like me.
Most often when they say the church, they don't mean the church is too strict. They're talking about the pastor. Right. Who does that boil down to? That's right.
And so I think that helps us also.
How long do you think it normally takes before a church sort of recovers from somebody leaving? I've talked to a couple of the pastors about this, and obviously it's different in each one.
It depends on how integrated they are. But if it's a long, I would say, a lifelong type, and it also depends on how. If it's pretty ugly,
right?
But I would say that you almost don't listen.
Don't even know.
Like, did somebody
barely
leave?
Notice they left?
Did somebody leave? Right. Oh, they were angry.
Like, where is so and so? We haven't seen them for 6 months.
right. But some other ones, it takes a number of months.
Yeah,
I believe.
I think on average, you could almost factor out 6 months.
Yes.
Unless they intend to, and we've had a couple of these recently where they're still trying to affect the church and trying to reach back into the ministry, and then that just it takes longer to die out.
Yeah.
But eventually, a church recovers from somebody leaving.
Yes.
And I think that's important for us as pastors to remember is that this isn't one of those problems that's necessarily going to end our ministry per se.
Yeah.
But Pastor Kroll's always helped me with this when I'm kind of up against something hard. I'll say this too. Having a good pastor that you can call trust is just dynamite. And so when I call him, the first words out of his mouth are, guard your spirit. Because your spirit will come out in your pulpit. And then your pulpit will affect your people.
Yeah.
And then that effect can make it reverberate through your ministry longer term. And so guarding your spirit when that happens is very, very important.
Yeah.
But, in 13 years of the church we've been at, it's been a continual, constant, people come, people leave, people get up. And most of those people that are leaving pretty cranked at you.
They are. And I know some of this is, I'm big on, I call it self-analyzation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that we're really good at other analyzation, but biblically it's search me, O God.
That's right.
He's always saying, hey, forget everybody else.
Yeah.
We're really good at everybody else, but turn the spotlight on yourself and knowing some different things about yourself that way. And also, it's hard for us to admit this, but even staff members, when I'm talking to a staff member, they're coming on new, I normally don't hire permanently. I say, let's do 1 or 2 years.
Right.
And people say, well, why do you do that? And you're like, oh, because it's them. I said, actually, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's me. Like, I'm over the top. Or they're like, man, that guy's an idiot. And it gives them an out. But I think sometimes in a church setting, not everybody is made to fit with me as their pastor.
Right.
And it's hard for us to admit that.
Sure.
And then I can get bitter about that and be like, what is it? Something wrong with it? Well, I'm not perfect.
That's right.
I got to understand, maybe there's another guy that just his personality or his the way he presents the Word of God.
Yeah.
It flows with their spirit a lot better. Yeah.
And sometimes that self-analyzing is beneficial too. I think when we realize that person's leaving the church probably because of me, is there something that I've done?
Yeah.
And being honest about yourself and saying, I did handle that situation wrong. Or maybe I didn't, maybe I didn't go and visit them enough.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't reach out to them enough or help plug them into the ministry. Those are important too. Like we said, in God's providence, he's using that to grow us into the soldier he wants us to be.
Yep.
And he can't knock the barnacles off the ship without some storms every once in a while. So yeah, that bitterness part though, it sets so quick.
Yeah,
if not dealt with, it will ravish your ministry and your spiritual life. When you get to the point where you can't sit down to pray, you can't lay your head on the pillow without thinking about that person or that situation. Yeah. And unfortunately for me, my brain thinks a lot slower, so I come up with great replies after it's all over. I should have said...
But I think that's pretty normal.
And I say, thank the Lord actually for a slow tongue, because less said is usually better. We're not here to defend ourselves. We're here to be a testimony for Christ. And remembering that we are an under-shepherd, for the chief shepherd, and this is hard for us to say, but they may still be sheep of the great shepherd,
even
if they're not in our flock.
Right. Yeah.
I run into that passage quite frequently as I'm reading through, and Jesus is like, "Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold," and I'm going to bring them as well. And I know that theologically, in a grander scheme, he's talking about us, the Gentile church he's bringing in. But realizing that we're not it.
Yep.
In ministry, God has a bigger group of people he's dealing with than just me.
Yes.
And so sometimes God will, and whether right or wrong, people will leave our ministry, and then God can still pick them up in all of their failures, just like he did us.
Yeah.
and incorporate them into another area where they can still serve him. And so that all of that comes back to that bitterness thing, dealing with that. You can't, doesn't matter how great a pastor you are, you can't carry bitterness.
Yep.
Just like your people can't. And keep serving God the way, at the capacity you need to.
Yep. Well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for being here for Moment of Ministry.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.